want to welcome each of you to the evening service for the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. And we are thankful that God has blessed us to come out and to assemble as a called out body of believers tonight. If you happen to be visiting among us on this evening, we count it a great joy that God has blessed us to have you in our midst.
Amen.
And our prayer is, as always, that something will be said that would be uplifting, that will be encouraging to all of us. And if there are any who have not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, our prayer is that you will hear enough tonight that you will step out on faith and be baptized in water for the remission of sins.
Amen.
Born of the water, born of the Spirit, added to the body of Christ. We're going to invite your attention. The scripture that was read came from Luke chapter 5, and we're going to spend a bit of time in Luke chapter 5, so you meet with us there. But before I get into the lesson text proper, I want to ask a question. I asked this question several years ago right here, and some of you might remember. What color is a yield sign? Does anybody remember what color a yield sign, the shape and the color? All right, I'm hearing yellow and red. Okay, which is it? Red, yellow, huh? All right, I asked that, and so you still have a little bit of confusion about whether it's red or yellow. But it's been red for a very long time, like, I don't know, 20 years or more. It used to be yellow, and they changed it to red. So the question is, when you see the yield sign, what do? Yield? Pump on the brakes? Anybody speed up? I think that's what happens oftentimes, is that rather than yield, people will actually speed up. And I've entitled the lesson tonight, Who Do You Yield To? Who do you yield to? The Bible reminds us in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 16. It says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey."
Amen.
"Whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." Who do you yield to? And the question I'm asking you, I ask myself, who do I yield to? And we want to be the servants of Christ. Is that correct? We want to be servants of God. But what we have to do is determine in our own lives that we're going to yield to God. Yield to the word of God. Yield to do what God asks for us to do if we're going to be the servants of God.
Amen.
Now, if you look at our lesson text from Luke chapter 5 and verse number 2, we see some people that have finished the work for the day. Anybody know what it feels like when you finish your work for the day? Oh, you finish your work and you're just doing a little bit of cleanup. Man, is that a great time or not? When you finish your work for the day. Man, when you finish your work for the day and you're cleaning up and you get ready to kick back and relax and to do some Netflixing and Netflix, thank you. Netflix, and when I tried to add the ING, I got all confused. And sit back and watch and relax. Are you at that point easy to motivate to do anything? When you finish the day, well, we find a situation in Luke chapter 5, two ships standing by the lake. The fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And Jesus walks up to these boats and notice in verse number 3, "and entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land." I'm finished with my work. I'm washing my nets. And here Jesus comes up. And he says to Simon, getting on his ship. I don't even see where he asked him to get on his ship. And he says, "Look, push out into the water a little bit." Notice, Simon doesn't complain. He pushes out into the water. And notice, the Bible says, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Brother Gary, it's all right to sit down when you're preaching and teaching. When the Jews or the Hebrews were preaching or teaching a very important lesson, they would read the scripture and the teacher would sit down. And if necessary, it's all right even today. We've become acclimated to having the preacher stand all the time. There's a little hint there. And Jesus sat down and he taught the people. Verse number 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Wait. I didn't tell you to get on my boat. Wait a minute. I'm washing my nets. You got on my boat, asked me to push out into the deep. Anybody starting to see a little bit of imposition here? A little bit of inconvenience? And now you're going to tell me to go out and launch out into the deep? What kind of thoughts do you think will be going in your mind at this time? Lord, you don't know. You on my boat. I pushed out to let you preach. Lord, but who do we yield to? We are servants to whomsoever we yield ourselves, servants to obey. But notice, Simon is going to at least say what he got to say. In verse number 5, and Simon answering said unto him, can you hear the fatigue in his voice? Master, we have, what's the word? Toiled all the night. Lord, we've been working hard all night long. And I let you get on my boat to push out and to preach and teach to the people. And now, after I have washed and put up my fishing equipment, you're going to tell me to launch out into the deep. Anybody ready to tell the Lord, I'm tired. Some of us are tired here tonight, right? And some of y'all think that you're going to sleep during the lesson. I know y'all keep looking around to see if anybody keel over. And if they're asleep, just wake them up. Is it all right to serve the Lord, to yield to the Lord when we are tired? Lord, I've been working all day long. I'm tired. I need a little rest. You understand? Lord, I'm hungry. I need something to eat. We can come up with a lot of reasons, but remember, we are servants to whomsoever we yield ourselves, servants to obey, even when we are tired, even when we are hungry, even when we've been working all day, all night long, and have not had any success. But he goes on and he says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. We are servants to whomsoever we yield ourselves to obey. The question is, are we going to yield to Jesus? Or are we going to yield to self? If we yield to self, if and when we yield to self, we are making an error because we're not servants of God when we yield to self. Self is never to come first. Our family is never to come first. Our friends are never to come first. Our job is never come first. God has got to be first in all of the decisions and choices that we face in life. We are servants to whomsoever we yield ourselves, servants to obey. Peter saw the great miracle that Jesus did when they launched out. And they caught fish even though they'd been fishing all day. And Peter did something that's quite amazing. In verse number 8, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Did not Jesus already know who Peter was? Did not Jesus already know what skills and abilities and talents Peter had and the baggage that he had? Lord, leave me, God, depart from me. Leave me because I am a sinful man. And Luke chapter 5 and verse number 10, Jesus goes on and tells him, said, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. I've got a job for you.
Amen.
Are you going to yield to Jesus?
Amen.
Jesus has a job for us. Are we going to yield to Jesus? Turn to the people closest around you and ask, to whom do you yield? That's the proper English construction I was really originally going to do. To whom do we yield? Who do we yield to? Who do we give in to? Who do we say, we're going to do what you said regardless if I've worked all day, regardless if I'm tired, regardless if I'm hungry? What am I going to do? Yield to Jesus.
Amen.
We're sinful people. Yes, yield to Jesus. We don't have all the talents, the skills, or the abilities that we think. Yield to Jesus.
Amen.
Don't make any excuses, because God already knows our ins and outs, our ups and downs. No excuses. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 6, God comes to a young child, if you will, and he says, Jeremiah, I want you to go and preach to the nations. And Jeremiah came back to him. He says, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I'm just a child. Listen, we've got children in here, but listen, we've got children out in the foyer. If you have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are a servant of Jesus Christ. We are servants to whomsoever we yield ourselves to. Don't be talking about I'm too young. If you are old enough to obey the gospel, we are old enough to serve God.
Amen.
No ifs, ands, and buts about it. We are servants. We are doulos. We yield either to God or we yield to self. To whom do we yield? Jeremiah said, I'm too young. He says to him, God says to him, say not I am a child. He says, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, that thou shalt speak. Just do what I have commanded you to do.
Amen.
Listen, some people look at the results, and we are results-oriented people. We think about if we go out and preach and 3,000 folks are baptized in one day, we've done a wonderful job. And yes, that is great. But if we go out and we preach and we teach the gospel of Jesus Christ and nobody obeys, we have still been successful. Why? Because we did what the Lord say do.
Amen.
We are servants to whomsoever we yield ourselves, servants to obey. We're not to be all caught up and tied up in the consequences. Just do your job.
Amen.
That's all we got to do. Yield ourselves. What if you're tired? What if you're hungry? There are so many examples that we could go through. But listen, from our own practical experience, we know that when people are supposed to serve, we want them to be served. Have you ever gotten to the store 5 minutes before it's time to close? If it's 5 minutes before it's time to close and you walk up to the door, what do you expect when you put your hand on the door handle? 5 minutes to close, and somebody come up and go, oh, no, we're closing. And what do? It's 5 minutes before it's time for y'all to close. Look, are you going to get in and out and get what you got to get in 5 minutes? No, probably not. Get in there and walk all around the store, going up and down, and they get over the speaker. The store is closing in 3 minutes. We keep on walking around. No, I'm in here now. They're going to serve me. How is it that we can understand that when others are responsible for serving us, but we forget our responsibilities as servants of Jesus Christ? Servants come early. Servants stay late. And we do the work that God has called us to do. That's what a servant is. It's not a service of convenience for the servants. It's about serving the master. It's about serving the Lord. And Jesus gives us so much information about what it is to be a servant. In Exodus chapter 4 and verse number 10, God had come to Moses and he told Moses in Exodus chapter 4 that he was going to send him to Pharaoh. And you go and you tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses go, oh, wait a minute, Lord, hold up. You got the wrong brother here now. He says, I am not eloquent. Lord, I cannot put my words together in an eloquent fashion. He says, not since hast thou spoken unto thy servant, but I'm of slow speech and of a slow tongue. Lord, you know I can't talk. He talked up on that wife he got, didn't he? Say, baby. He could talk when he wanted to talk. See, the point is that we can do what we choose to do and we overlook our shortcomings in those circumstances. But when it comes to serving God, don't be telling me about how slow your tongue is. Who made man's mouth? Listen, a servant's responsibility is to serve. Amen. Who do we yield to? Do we yield to God or do we yield to ourselves? In Luke the 14th chapter in verse number 23. One powerful verse of scripture. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in.
Amen.
That my house may be filled.
Amen.
Look around. This is not a complaint. But is the house filled? Listen, every time we come into the house and it's not filled, does that not suggest to us as servants that we've got more work to do? Amen. Go out into the hedges and the highways and compel them to come in. That means keep on encouraging people. Keep on inviting people. Keep on talking to people. Compel them to come in that God's house might be filled.
Amen.
I remember hearing about a man by the name of Frank Sinatra. I ever heard of Frank Sinatra? They called him the chairman of the board. And when he was playing in Las Vegas, the chairman of the board would not perform if it was not a sold out auditorium. It's not a sellout. All right, see y'all later. Does the chairman of the board demand more respect than we give God? And they paid good money to get in. Listen, compel them to come in. That God's house might be filled. The challenge is before us. When we see empty seats, remember, we've got to get somebody in those seats. Back up to 14 and verse number 22. Go back up to Luke 14 and verse number 22. The Bible says, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, yet there is room. You know what they said? We did everything you told us to do, and there's still room. So we finished. We've done our work. Well, when we've done all that the Lord commanded us to do, are we okay? Keep working. Keep working. Who do we yield ourselves, servants, to obey? Who are we going to obey? I like this part. They say preachers get a chance to make folk happy two times. So when you stand up and when you come down. False advertising. Brother English sang that song, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Okay, all right, it's going to be little. In Luke, the 17th chapter, here's an example of Jesus giving us about servants. And he asks, after the servant has been laboring in the field, working all day, and he's tired, and he comes home, and does he tell that servant to go back and to make yourself something to eat and sit back and relieve and just have? Does he? No. He said, look, you go in there and fix me some food, and after I get through eating, then you can go ahead and you can make something for yourself. And when that servant has done all that he's commanded him to do, in verse number 9, doth he thank that servant because he did the things that he was commanded to do? Are we looking for somebody to call our name or to thank us because we do all those things that God? Listen, we can be more dynamic for God. Just serve God.
Amen.
Serve God. It doesn't matter who says or calls our name or if anybody even knows our name. Just do our job.
Amen.
Serve the Lord.
Amen.
To whomsoever we yield ourselves, servants to obey. He says, I trow not. I like that. I did the Ebonic translation on that. For those of you who speak Ebonic, the Ebonic translation is, I trow not. I don't think so. No. He does not tell that servant that you are to sit back and relax and take it easy. And I believe that we have an example in Jesus, that Jesus shows us what it's like to be a servant.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in John chapter 8 and verse number 29. Is that in the Bible? John, he says, he that sent me is with me. He says, the Father hath not left me alone. Why? He says, I do how often? I do when? Wait, this is Jesus, the Son of God. This is the one that everything was made in the world by him and for him. This is the one who took on human form and humbled himself and came in the form of a servant. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself even to death on the cross. This man, this one, the Bible says that Jesus says, I do always those things that please him. Jesus was not about pleasing himself at any time. Jesus was about doing what God has called him to do. Who do you yield to? Who do we yield to? The answer ought to be that we yield to Jesus. If you're here tonight and never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God?
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans 10, verse number 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. So if we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and we confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Luke 13, 3, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. If we turn from self and sin and turn to God, then we qualify to be baptized into the kingdom of Jesus Christ and to become a servant of the Most High God.
Amen.
Jesus himself did not come to be served. He came to serve.
Amen.
He is our example, and he did, how many times was it? He did always those things that his Father commanded. Always, always. I think I have in my life a long way to go to always do what the Lord commands me to do.
Amen.
When I'm tired, when I finish, when the boat is pulled into the shallow and I've washed the nets and I'm getting ready to go home, it doesn't matter if I'm tired, if I'm sleepy, if I'm hungry, let's do always those things that the Lord commands us to do.
Amen.
And every time you see an empty seat, just remember, there's work yet
Amen.
For the servant to do.
Amen.
If you're subject to the invitation, we'd ask that you take this time, make it known, as we stand and we sing the song that has been selected.
903. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in...